Ray Jones is an official of the British government. Last July 31, he received half a dozen roses. They were not addressed to him personally. They were addressed to six British Army regiments. The Suffolk Regiment, the Lancashire Fusiliers, the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, and the Yorkshire Light Infantry. The six triumphant British regiments who defeated the French at Minden in the Seven Years' War. Now, that fighting stopped well over 200 years ago, and yet someone is seeking to honor those six victorious regiments with one red rose each. Ray opened the card and it said, quote, "They advanced through rose gardens to the battleground and decorated their tricorn hats and grenadier caps with the emblem of England. These regiments celebrate Minden Day still, and all wear roses in their caps on this anniversary in memory of their ancestors." Indeed, the advancing British garnished their headgear with roses for the Battle of Minden. And indeed, today those same six regiments wear roses in commemoration. But the odd part of all this is that the Battle of Minden, as I say, was 200 years ago, is neither widely commemorated nor generally remembered in Great Britain. Only those six regiments make anything of it at all. And yet somebody out there has recently sent half a dozen red roses in honor of that battle to Ray Jones, a British government official who isn't even living in England. Ray Jones is acting British consul at the British consulate in Chicago. Now, this is the rest of the story. When those six red roses arrived at the British consulate to celebrate so-called Minden Day, acting consul Ray Jones became curious as to who sent them. But the card that came with the flowers was unsigned. The sender wished to remain anonymous. So Mr. Jones, still intrigued, telephoned the Dearborn Street florist through whom the arrangement was ordered. The florist said yes, he did recall the order. In the middle of July, a gentleman had telephoned asking the price of six long-stemmed red roses. A few days later, specific instructions and a special card arrived with a cashier's check, and that was that. No indication as to the identity of the giver. And his identity is a mystery to this day. If you are he and listening, the British consulate in Chicago wants you to know that your gift honoring the soldiers of the Battle of Minden is much appreciated, and the members of the British consulate would like to thank you personally if you'd only come forward. But I figure that is unlikely, because this gift of roses to the British consulate in Chicago has been given before, on the morning of August 1, except when that date falls on a day when the consulate's closed, each and every August 1, always by an anonymous donor, always through the same florist, always in time to commemorate the August 1 Battle of Minden, which took place 200 years ago, and which the British themselves have virtually forgotten, and yet which for some unknown reason means so much to one Yankee that he has sent commemorative roses each and every Minden Day for the last 25 years. And now you know the rest of the story.